Blog Talk Radio.
Out of the way before we do our get into our main topic for this week. So excited to hear what everyone has to say about this topic on this week and how we can get through this. And I hope all of you had a wonderful week on this week, on last week, and hope to have some testimonies or some words of encouragement or whatever you just need to say on today. I would like to first start out by getting everybody's prayers, what they want to pray about on this week. So if we can get started with that and then just move on along into the furthering of the program. So, do I have any callers on the line or anyone that would like to go ahead and start out by giving me their prayer request on this morning? Okay, ladies, where are you at this morning? I guess if you're feeling like I'm feeling this morning, you can try to get yourself together here this morning. And I definitely was feeling a little bit under the weather, but nevertheless, I am here and ready to answer the call this morning. So I want to go ahead and kind of try to move through this because you know how our topics are. We can actually go into a little bit of overtime.
Mm-hmm. We have a prayer request.
Okay.
There's one for a woman standing for all women for healing in her body. She's been suffering with a cold, and it has been really weighing on her body heavily. So she is actually asking for healing.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to put healing on there, too, because I need a little healing on this morning as well. I'm feeling a lot better than I did yesterday, but yesterday I thought, wow, this is about to take me down. But like I said, nevertheless, I'm feeling a lot better this morning. So I need a little healing as well.
Right. So that was the request from our founder.
Okay.
Who has been just, you know, out there doing what she needs to do for all women. So it attacked her body.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And my prayer request this week is for completion. I'm asking God to complete some contractual things that I have had open contracts that I've had for the past year, and I am asking him to complete them for me this week. I'm asking for increase.
And
I am asking for, what do I want to call this? Discernment. Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Okay. So I have completion of contracts, increase in discernment. And for our founder, we had healing in her body.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's not another light at this moment, maybe a woman needs to be focused on a few things. I'm also asking for healing as well. Also asking for increase. Actually, I'm asking for promotion as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I am also asking for understanding. I need to understand, have something before me that I'm really not understanding it. So I'm praying for understanding this morning. I guess that would actually go kind of along the lines with discernment as well. And for promotion, and I'm also asking for favor with my bosses, with the big bosses, the ones that can do the promoting.
Yeah. We have other callers now.
Yes, this is Elizabeth, and I'm praying for our rights as ministers. They were trying to pass a law for minister to marry the gay couple, same-sex couple. So we're going to come against that that spirit so we can have our rights because there's a penalty if you don't do it.
I really didn't understand that. Can you repeat that again? I know you said something about marriages.
Yes, I'm praying for all the ministers, that the clergymen, they're going to have to marry the same-sex couple. So I'm praying that we come against that.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Is there anything else?
That's the only thing on my heart. That really,
okay. Mother, are we able to pray this morning, or do I need to get someone else?
Her call was dropped.
Is concerned on this morning? Mother Levain, is she on this morning?
Not yet.
Okay. Do we have anyone else on the line that would like to put in their prayer request at this time?
Hi, this is Woman Discovering Who She Is. This morning I'd like to ask for direction and instruction from the Lord. I need him to show me what to do and how to do on some issues. And ask him for strength and consistency. And again, for him to focus my mind. And that's it.
Okay, I have direction, instruction, strength, focus, and consistency. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And Willing Vessel has just joined us again.
Okay. Willing Vessel, are you able to pray this morning?
Yes, about 15 minutes.
Okay, I think that could probably work. Okay. Is there anyone that having a prayer request at this time?
This is Godly Example, and this morning I am praying for instruction on how to communicate with women on being women. Understanding that role and how to, you know, just it's time. Mm-hmm. So I'm just praying for the instruction.
What I put on that was instructions on how to communicate to women, how to take on the roles of women, or
how to communicate to women the
uh-huh.
roles of women. Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
No, ma'am.
If I don't have anyone else at this time, we're going to ask Willing Vessel if she could lead us in the throne to the throne of grace on this morning, if she would.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. We magnify your name because you are worthy. We honor you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. First of all, God, we want to ask you to forgive us of anything that would hinder our prayer from being heard by thought, word, or deeds. Anything that's against thy divine majesty, we pray and we thank you now. We bind up every demonic force, every spirit that is contrary in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you now for what you are going to do. We thank you for your powers. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you right now, Father. Now, Father, you asked me in words, you said that if there be any request, that it be made known through prayer. We thank you now, God, that we are petitioning you now for instructions, Father God, dealing with women, Father. We pray right now, God, we ask for wisdom to know how. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glory in you. We thank you now that you are a healer. You are a healer, Father. So we look to you, Father God, to heal in the name of Jesus. We declare, we decree right now that the body is lining up with the word. The body right now, Father God, is lining up with what you said. We are healed by your stripes. And Father God, we thank you now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Oh God, that a healing virtue that's fall down on a body. And we speak to that body, calling that body to line up in the name of Jesus. We thank you now, Father God. We thank you for completion, Father God, of some contract that is out there. We pray for closure in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father God, that it be on the front desk, on the top list of everything. We honor you now, Father. Touch it right now. Anoint it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it close, Father God, with good deals in the name of Jesus. We honor you now because you're just that type of God that can do anything but fail. We thank you, God. We for increase, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you are God of increase, Father. We thank you. We thank you that you can increase, cause anything that we put our hands to do, we call, we speak increase. We speak 100-fold in Jesus' name. We declare and we decree it. Father God, you said the promotion don't come from the east or from the west, but it comes from you. We thank you, God. We believe and we declare right now, in the name of Jesus, that promotion is coming now. Oh, God, and on jobs, Father God, in situations, Father God, we honor you now. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We honor you for what you're yet going to do. And, Father, we come against it, that demonic spirit. We're trying to say that we should marry the same-sex couple, but we declare that your word said not so. We come against that law right now. We call it the fold. We call it the crash. We call it, God, call it not good in Jesus' name. We thank you now. We glorify you. Father God, we pray right now that you'll open the eyes of your people, Father. We pray, God, that you give them wisdom, knowledge, and revelation of your word. We pray, Father God, that you call them in a place, God, a place of plenty, a place where, Father God, we can hear you. Open our eyes that we can see your glory. Open our ears that we can hear you when you speak to us. We pray, Father God, that everybody on this line, we pray, Father God, that you give them that knowledge that they need. Give them that wisdom that you need, Father God, to go forth in you, to conquer in you, in the name of Jesus. We pray that we line up with your word, that we eat your word, that we have a greater hunger for your word, and give us a thirst like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us thirst for your word. Let us walk in your word. And we declare and we know that if we walk in your word, that you're going to add everything that we need in our lives. Father God, we thank you now. We glory in you. We come against everything right now that hinders us from, Father God, going forth in you, going forth in business, Father God, going forth in marriages, Father God, going forth in every situation, God, that concerns us, it concerns you. In the name of Jesus, we pull down those strongholds in the mighty name of Jesus right now. Oh, God, we cast down those strongholds. That anything that has thought itself above what you said, Father, we are more than conquerors, Father. We are, Father God, we have the victory in your name. So we thank you now that victory comes to us in the name of Jesus. And everything that confronts us, we are able to withstand. We are able to stand strong in it, Father. And God, we thank you now, God, if you're allowing this to happen, Father, to call us to get mighty in you, to call us to get strong in you. God, we help us to endure it like a good soldier, Father. We thank you now for that strength to endure everything that confronts us. We thank you that we are lifting up our head towards the hill, becoming our strength in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you now, Father God, that we realize that you are the King of glory. You are the Lord mighty in battle. You are. Father God, we thank you now that we are not going to fight our battles, but we're going to give them to you. You said that battle belongs to you, and we're going to allow you to fight them for us while we continue to praise and exalt your name. We thank you now, Father God, everything, God, that you have for us, we thank you now that we're going to walk into that land of plenty in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now for prosperity. We thank you right now that our mind is being renewed daily by your word. We thank you now that we've been transformed by your word. We thank you now that we are that light that sit upon a hill that cannot be hid. We thank you right now, Father God, that we lift in your name up, that souls can be drawn to the kingdom. We glory in you. We glorify your name, Father God, for what you're yet going to do. God, we thank you that we are that soul, God, that's going to be, Father God. Oh, God, that voice that's crying in the wilderness. We thank you right now. Anoint us afresh to go forth in you. We declare and we decree, Father God, that we will walk strong. Oh, God, we thank you now that you're sending believers even in our pathway, Father. We thank you right now, Father God, that we are calling people to turn, Father God, into the right path. Use us for your glory as we deny ourselves. We give ourselves to you that you can use us, Father God, that you never used anybody else before. We yield ourselves to you. We called ourselves to die, and that you may hear your voice and hear, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you now. We pray right now, God, for that you keep everybody healed on this season, Father God, that's coming forth, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for endurance, Father God. We honor you now how you're calling us, Father God, to be that light, to let people see, Father God, that you are God to your word. You are God of promise. You are God that never lies, God, but you are a man to your word. And whatever you send now, it will not come back void, but it will accomplish that with it. We send it to do in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak right now, God, that how you are healing marriages, Father God, how you're mending them, God, how you're calling together as one, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, how they begin to get up in the morning and pray together in the mighty name of Jesus, how they begin to study together the word, how they begin to do everything together as a one, Father God. We thank you now, and we give you glory, and we praise you, Father God. We thank you now, God, for me and God being on the front line, Father God. We glorify your name right now, that they are taking their rightful place in the mighty name of Jesus. We glory in you, Father, for what you are going to do, God. We thank you that we are putting on the whole armor of God, that we can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places. God, we thank you now, God, that we have our heaven of salvation. We got our breastplate of righteousness, Father God. And God, we got our foot shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. We honor you now, God, that we got the sword of the Spirit. Faith, Father God, to endure. Faith, Father God, to go forth. Faith, Father God, to stand, Father God, in the midst of a storm, God. We glorify you now, God. We speak against struggles, God. We struggle with a lot of things. We come against those spirits right now. Oh, God, that we be loose and set free in the name of Jesus, God. We shall not struggle anymore, but we shall walk upright and go through in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you now, God, for the strength that you are giving us, Father, and important in us. We pray right now that what's in us that you imparted in us, it will rise up, Father God, and take the front line in the name of Jesus. We pray that flesh will die daily, Father God. We thank you now, God, that we are allowing flesh that your word rise in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're yet doing, God. Continue to move, Father God, not by power, not by strength, but it's by your spirit, God. Let our power die. Our power is useless, God. Our might is useless, God. But the Spirit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, shall rise up and take full authority over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you now, Father God. God, we pray right now for spirits, Father God, that sometimes people will not let things go. But we pray right now, God, that we have the strength to let the past go, not to look at the past anymore, Father. Oh, God, we rely on the future, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because your word says, forgetting those things which is behind us and press towards the mark, the prize of a high calling in you. So we thank you now, for in you we live and you we move and you we have our being. Father God, we glorify your name. Don't let us move unless we're moving you, because if we're moving you, we got the victory over the enemy. If we're moving you, we got the victory over our situations, over our jobs, over our contracts, over everything, Father God, that concern us, Father God, which is concerning you. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree right now, Father God, oh God, that we shall be that light. In the Jesus' name, I glory in you. I thank you for what you're yet going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray right now, God, that the phone ring off the hook, Father God, calling in, Father God, on this prayer line, Father God, realizing, Father God, that effectual fervent prayer of the righteous prevented much. I thank you right now, God, for what you already done. I thank you for the victories that we already won in you. I glorify your name, Father God, that we got to go forth in you and see greater works and see greater things in you. I pray right now to the east, to the south, and to the west, and to the north, that they will come in and call in, Father God, and see great victories, great praise reports, that they shall see it and hear it about it in Jesus' name. And we glorify you now. We thank you. You get the glory out of our lives. You get the glory. Thank you, Father God. Move in Jesus' name by your Spirit. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. In the redeemer of the Lord, declare to say, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy. We give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. We give you the praise. Thank God for that marvelous prayer on this morning. I am feeling refreshed behind the prayer because, you know, when we get into the presence of the Lord, there is healing. There is instructions. There is everything that we need in the presence of God. And I thank her for taking us to this throne on today for the many supplications that we have before him. And I'm sure that she has reached God on today, and God will see and answer our prayers on today. I thank you for that prayer on this morning. So, as I said, we are actually going to go ahead and move along into our topic for today as time is getting away from us. And our topic on today is hiding behind the mask. And one thing that I feel about with hiding behind the mask, if we're ever going to get away from behind the mask, we really have to be honest. Because God already knows what's behind there, but we have to be honest with ourselves, the things that we are hiding behind that we do not want anyone to see. And as women, I find that we are the ones that generally have a lot of stuff that we hide behind. And whether it's things that are from our past or from our future, these things we don't want anyone to see about us. And one thing that I find that we use to kind of cover these things up is we dress up ourselves and we hide behind this persona that we want the world to see that, you know, we have it all together. When on the inside and behind closed doors, we really don't have it all together. We have a lot of idiosyncrasies. We may have a little jealousy there. We may have things that like insecurities that we don't want anybody to see and know that, you know, we're not really all that confident in certain areas. But these are some of the things that we actually are going to talk about. And I want each and every one of us to kind of be honest about it because we are here to help one another conquer these things. We are here because we want to be transformed from the way that we think now and that we can think in a healthier environment within our minds that we don't have to hide and put up these facades that the person that people see is the true us. And that's what we're working towards is for God to bring out that true us and that we don't have to hide behind these masks or hide behind, you know, women, we like to shop and we'll hide behind nice shoes, nice pocketbook, nice outfit, but inside we're hiding something. So, is there anyone that want to start out on this morning with something that you feel like you want to talk about this morning? Well, okay. thinking about something to say, and that since you got your mind turning, I am going to open the floor up with myself. I'll put myself out there first. I know that there are some insecurities, and one of the sisters had mentioned it some time back about, we don't think, she went to a dinner and she was with these prominent people and the lady ate shrimp with her hand. And one of my things is, sometimes you don't feel like you fit in to certain areas or certain walks of life, or that, you're not as good as they are, which we are. And that's something that, you have to believe within yourself, that you're just as good as the next person. We may all do things a little differently, but you're just as good as anyone else. And that was one of the, sometimes feeling kind of awkward when you're in certain, you're put in certain positions because you feel like you're undeserving or you are not up to where they are. So you feel a little intimidated by, and this is myself I'm speaking on, feeling a little intimidated by, not feeling worthy of the walks, different walks of life that I might find myself in. So that was one of the, things that, and I don't know why I feel like that, because I've been in many situations where people were, prominent people or whatever, and I don't know if it was putting on a front or whatever, but I felt like I could hang out with them, but then deep down inside, I'm feeling like, are they accepting me for who I am, or do I need to have a certain status in order for them to accept me? So that's one of the things that I'm kind of struggling, well, not really struggling, but have thoughts about that when I'm placed in certain situations.
One thing, I started internally chuckling when you brought up the lady with the shrimp, and after we had that discussion, I can't remember if it was last week or a couple weeks ago, but the what was brought to light was, instead of me focusing on, oh my goodness, we're at this dinner and this woman is eating with her hands, it was what came out of that was that woman was comfortable with who she was and was not hiding behind a mask. Everybody was all dressed up and looking the part, and she plucked that shrimp off that plate with her hands. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that noticed it, but, in my mind, I'm like, oh, my goodness, what is wrong with this woman? But in retrospect, it was a lesson in not, you know, putting up a facade or whatever. This, she pretty much, she was like, I'm, this is who I am and this is what I do. And, you know, looking back on, like, at first I was taken aback, but now it's like, wow. You know, just be you. No matter where you are, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, because the who you are is enough. It was enough to get you in that room. So why is it not enough to, you know, just be you? Now, mind you, I'm not in any circumstance going to pick a shrimp up off a plate with my hands, you know, if I'm at a formal dinner. But just looking back on it, instead of, you know, questioning whether that woman, you know, should she have been there? You know, what's her back now? Because now I'm like, well, what is her background that she would feel it necessary to pick the shrimp up off the plate with her fingers? And it's like, you know what? She was in the room. She was there just like everybody else. So obviously, you know, it wasn't about facades or what people thought of her. It was her being her genuine self. And, yeah, I'm admiring that right now.
So, listening to what you were just saying, she was comfortable with herself, but maybe like you and maybe some of the others may have looked at her or whatever. Do you think that is some of the reason why you put up such a good sign, because people put stipulations on you?
Oh, absolutely. Or the people's, it's almost, it's like we do things, you almost do things to make sure you gain the approval of others, or, you know, okay, to ensure that, oh, well, I did the right thing by inviting, you know, this person as opposed to this one, or, you know, making sure that I don't want to say you put on a mask every time you're in certain situations, but it is like, you know, even getting dressed or whatever. Okay, is this going to be up to snuff? Is this, you know, does this look right for the occasion or whatever? It's so much about worrying what other people think, or instead of being so concerned about what other people think, it should just be about being who God created you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm learning that, I mean, more and more every day. It's not, like, stop living your life trying to get the approval of others. The only person you should be worried about pleasing is God. And
mm-hmm.
and once we get to that point, then the mask, it just automatically comes off, and it's no longer, okay, I'm going to this event, so I need to wear this, or, you know, look this way, or you know, my hair should be this way, and if you are, you know, comfortable with who God made you, then it doesn't matter. You know, be you.
Mm-hmm.
Be you.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we're learning, you know, through this cleanse, is to find out who we are so that we can be. And on this journey, I have found a lot out about myself. And I thank God for a lot of the changes that He is doing in my life, because I'm getting at a point where I'm not making it a conscious effort to worry about what people say or who they try to characterize me as or whatever, because they really don't know who you are. And that's some of the things that people, you know, they speculate, but they really don't know who you are. And if they actually found out who you are, they probably would find out that they like you just the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what do you think that we as women can do to knock down these masks and to come out and be who we really are? Can anybody answer that question? Do they have any ideas what you can be doing and focusing on to help you to break down some of these barriers and walls that you have built up that you may let some in and some you may not let in? Because a lot of us don't want anyone to see our dirt and to see how messed up that we really can be, you know, with emotions. And because I find women are very emotional creatures. And so sometimes we allow our emotions to step in and, allow our emotions to kind of guide us. And a lot of times I'm finding is that our emotions sometimes can lie to us.
Mm.
Because the way that we perceive a thing is really not the way it is.
Yep. Yep. I think one thing that we can do if we don't already is like if you're in a group situation, like you were saying how you had gone, you know, hanging out with some people and you couldn't tell, you know, why they had invited you to hang out. If we ensure that you know, like everybody in the group is comfortable and not so much, you're comfortable being in the group, like comfortable, like you don't feel, so the person, the outsider, so to speak, feels
mm-hmm.
welcomed, and, you know, that people are happy that they're there, I think a person will feel more comfortable being themselves once they realize that it is genuine why you're there, why you're in that situation to begin with. Now there are some situations where you're questioning people's motives, and that intuition is going to kick in there, and you'll know, okay, well, they only invited me for this reason, or, you know, that being when you are true to yourself, you know, intuition kicks in and you know, it's like game recognizing game. So with that, you're always going to be on guard in those type situations. But if you are made to feel comfortable in a situation, like people are accommodating and welcoming and, you know, genuinely wanting to hang out or get to know you or whatever, that always comes through. As you're talking about, you know, women being emotional, I mean, we just feel things. And so you would know, you know, the difference in that situation and if masks are warranted or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not masks being warranted, but you know to be on alert.
Anybody else that would like to comment at this time?
Yeah. Committed woman of God, this is Visionary for Women. My voice is here for a moment, I think, without coughing. So I wanted to chime in just for a minute. You asked, you know, what can we do, I think, what can we do to not hide behind the mask? And one of the things, and I think Godly Example was alluding to this in her comments, that we can be a little bit more accepting and non-judgmental of others as well as ourselves. You know, mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons that we tend to hide is because we are afraid that we're going to expose some part of ourselves that will be judged and we'll be ridiculed and we'll be outcast for being who we really are. And I think the first step is being willing to embrace, honor, celebrate, and love people no matter who they are and no matter how they express themselves. And we give them the freedom to be able to do that. And I think the more that we do that with them, the more we can do that with ourselves. And so for me, the first step is acceptance of others, you know, and constantly being present and conscious of our judgmental, opinionated nature, because that fear lives in that person that you're judging. The fear lives in them that you're doing that to them. That's one of the reasons why they are not being who they are and one of the reasons why they hide behind their facade. So if you're more giving and loving of your opinion, and meaning that you don't do that, then I think it would also free us up to be more of who we are. So I would say that would be the first step, is to be in that space of love all the time and acceptance and embracing of another. And then the second piece that you mentioned about our emotions tend to drive us as women. Yes, they do. And oftentimes that judgment is also, it's funny because that judgment is also a mask. You know, if we're constantly judging or we're constantly having some emotion that comes up, that, you know, gets in the way of our ability to be who we are, that emotion, I say, a lot of times is a judgment of ourselves. That's why we have the emotion, you know, fear or whatever. And, you know, if we're willing to break down that wall and consider that that's not a reality, but it is a perception that we've sort of laid on ourselves as real, perhaps we will break through in that moment and be a little bit more loving and accepting of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the two things that we can do. One, accept others, and two, really accept ourselves in a way that we can see that these emotions are not the reality. They're just our own judgments of who we are, you know, individually.
and be willing to break down those walls and act anyway. It's kind of like you were talking about the lady eating the shrimp. You know, she was certainly being herself and certainly okay with that way of consuming her food. And if others had chimed in with her, it would have been a great table, a great experience, you know, and sort of celebrated her way of operating. It could have been a totally different experience for her, and it could have been a different experience for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's an opportunity for us to look particularly this week at who we are being and how we judge and how we automatically become the, all of a sudden, you know, the one who can lay down the law. And really, we should be in a space of how do we honor ourselves in a way that we can fully express the gifts that God has imparted in us in a way that we can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that would be my piece.
This is William Vessel. I now would like to comment on that beautiful saying that you had just said. Sometimes living for other people, it can call three things. It can call a lot of energy you got to put out. It can call stress. And then you'll never find out who you really are when you're trying to live for somebody else. So I think that scripture that we can bring up was that we are beautifully and wonderfully made. So when God made us, he made us for purpose. And so who you are, yep, someone else. So I think that we should just be who you are so God can use you for your genuineness. And I'm just I'm a radical. I'm a radical person. And it took me to change other people to say that, hey, I'm free, I'm at peace. And you, I'm telling you, you have a greater peace if you learn to just accept who you are and bring something to the table of who you are. And you never know who lives you can touch without even saying a word.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you for your insight, ladies. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to comment on today's topic?
The other thing I guess I would say is I think it's important that we, you know, that we do that work, that we do the work to identify and crystallize for ourselves who we are. You know, I think the world is moving in such a fast pace. It's moving at a extremely fast pace. And so I think oftentimes we get caught up in that, in the fast movement of life, which is one of the reasons why I think this cleanse is so imperative, because it slows you down. But I think we get so caught up in the fast movement of life that we become caught up, really, and we are not conscious of who we are. We're just responding to, you know, what we feel the world thinks we should do. We are responding to how we think the world should wants us to respond. We are responding in a way that we think we're going to get the result because we've seen someone else do it this way and they got that particular result. And we really don't spend the quality time with ourselves and God to determine who we really are and how we really should operate in the world. So, I think the other thing that's important is to just slow down and do the necessary work to find out who you are. Because if you've been cultivated by society and you've been brought up in a world that has shaped who you are, you may not even know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You may have been molded into this individual by society and or by the world, the world standards. And you may find yourself in sort of in this space where you're wondering, like, well, who am I really? You know, do I really agree with this way of operating? Do I really believe in this kind of way of being and existing in the world? Or am I really a different type of vessel here? Mm-hmm. So, I think it's worthy of taking some time to just step back and look and see who you are really. Who is the woman behind the mask? Who is that? And really authentically and truly answer that question. And I would even challenge you that when you answer it, that you look at the answer to determine, is that an answer that I was taught to say? Or is that really who I am? So was I cultivated into this response, or is that a true, authentic response from my conversations with God, who has instilled in me who I am? Is that a response from him, or is that a response that was given to me by society? And that we begin to do that investigative work to really answer that question.
Mm-hmm. And to add to that, and I identify the areas, not only who you know that God made you to be, but then also who he is evolving you to become.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, one of the things that I had done earlier this year is, you know, I started writing down the belief systems that I even wrote it this way, that was sold, S-O-L-D, to me.
Mm.
Like the beliefs that were sold to me. And those beliefs, I wrote them all down, and I started to look. Do I really believe that?
Good.
Does Lisa believe that, or was that sold to me?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was something that I bought into, then what do I believe? And it was a great exercise. So I think, you know, when we're looking at this woman behind the mask, we've got to look at the totality of it, meaning that we have to look at the beliefs that we were born into, that we bought into, and then we have to look at the beliefs that are really in our hearts and determine how we're going to proceed forward, because that's who God can use.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're kind of parading around in this world or society of beliefs that you don't really believe, then it would be difficult for him to fully use you. And I know that we'll get into the topic down the road and renewing the mind, but this is a part of that process that you start looking at all of those belief systems that you have that may not even be yours, that you don't really fully embrace.
Well, just to add to that, this is Committed Woman, to add to that, and I was just sitting here thinking and listening to you ladies talk. You know, we are born here, and we are born to our parents, and so our parents shape us, and then, like you said, you know, society shapes us, and they tell us. So then we build up all of this, now we're realizing that all of what, you know, our parents did, some of it, you know, we should keep. Some of it we need to kind of figure out, where does this really fit at in my life? It's like you said, do I really believe that this should be so? And I'm saying to myself, I probably need to start back there. And a lot of times, you know, not to discredit our parents, but they only did with us that they know to do that was probably passed on from their moms. And
absolutely.
You know, so, you know, not to say that they did, you know, they only did what they knew to do. And that's, you know, as being a parent, you know, some things you take from your mom or whatever, or you learn things down the road, or whatever. But it starts there. It starts there when, you know, you get that little baby and the baby comes home or whatever, and then your parents start shaping you and teaching you certain things, certain values and things like that. And then the world kicks in, and then you go to school, your school teacher kicks in, and then wherever you may go to church at or whatever, it's a whole bunch of stuff that makes us these people behind math. Because society says you should look this way, you should dress this way, or you should drive this kind of car. It's a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's false. And it's a falsehood. It's making you a false person. Because this is what society says you must do in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere along the line you get lost and caught up in all of that. Is there anybody else? Well, if no one else has anything else to say, what I am going to do is read our scripture that we had concerning who is the woman behind the man. And we're going to come from Hebrews 4:13. And it reads as, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So there is nothing hid about us that God doesn't already know about us. And we must, if we're going to conquer and tear down these walls, and one thing I find is that we be honest with God because he already knows, and sometimes he wants us just to come to him with all our mess and say, God, this is my mess right here, and I need you to help me straighten out this mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not hid from him. Sometimes we just have to ask him, once we recognize the things, to help us to move past these things or to help us get delivered from these things that we can go on and be who we really are. So sometimes it's just a matter of us just confessing, really. Confessing that, you know, and I talk to the Lord all the time and I say, you know what, Lord, yeah, you shined the light on that today. Yeah, I'm really like that. Yeah, I can see where, you know, that is not going to help me to get to the next level in you. Can we do something about that?
Mm-hmm.
The And I say we because he has to strengthen me that I can do it in him, in his strength. Okay. Ladies, is there anybody that has a press report or anything that they want to comment on before we actually close out today?
I have a praise report. I have been on this journey for 2.5 years now, and I've spent time with my, she was my college roommate, but we also went to high school together. So she has known me for a very long time, and we had girls' weekend this weekend, and she was saying how much she was enjoying our time, and how much she learned from me over the weekend. As a woman, as a wife, as a mother, and not bragging on it by any means, but to hear, someone who has known me for a very long time say that they've seen or that they see my evolution and, acknowledge, the gifts and the wisdom that God has given me in certain areas, that just made me feel really good. So I am submitting that as a praise report in that discovering who I am and coming from behind the mask is evolving me into, someone that can be used of God to impart his truth and his wisdom into others. And it was almost like I needed that reassurance or confirmation just to know that this, I am on the right path. And I thank this process for helping me see it.
And, it's nothing wrong with that, that reassurance, because you really want to feel like you are accomplishing something and that, someone actually do see your work and you're putting forth doing the work and changes, positive changes is coming, from the work and the things that you are learning to change your mind from. And I've seen tremendous growth through me being through the cleansing, certain things, the way I used to think about certain things, I no longer think about them no more. It's almost like it's a serene feeling, like when things come up that I would generally worry about or, allow it to, make me give it more emphasis than I should. I find that it's no longer, that way any longer. I'm finding that I am finding my confidence, first of all, in God, and a new confidence in myself. Finding that I'm not so concerned about, like we were talking about, whether people accept me for who I am. I'm beginning to like the person God is changing me into. I think that that's one of the most important things is when you begin to like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that you may not like about yourself, but when you start learning to like yourself, then it makes it easier for other people to accept and like you for who you are.
That's right.
Well, ladies, I thank you all for your input and your insight. Everything was necessary here today, and I thank each and every one of you for all that you bring to the show, because without you, it could not be a success. And so if there's not anything else anyone would like to say at this time, then I am going to actually close out now. Is there anything someone would like to say before we go ahead and close out today? Okay, ladies, I thank you again. And you came into this world nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continually renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you need. You are a deliberate creation of God. And that was written by our founder, Lisa Thomas. Thank you all, ladies, and you have a blessed week on this week. And remember, come from behind. So